Limits, you on board with the Utah Hockey Club? Were you watching that game last night? And do you like the name? I love it. And yes, I was.
I feel like the Utah Hockey Club is just so close to the resemblance of the Washington football team that...
But that doesn't exist anymore.
I know.
They should have kept it, by the way,
as the
Washington football team.
Well, Commanders is just fine. I was looking at
Commanders
something...
sucks. It's not fine.
It's just whatever.
I like
football
this
team better because it's unique. It's just, it's so dumb it fits.
I know. You know? That's what I think. Yes.
That's why I don't like Utah Hockey Club.
The Utah Hockey Club. I think it's awesome.
Did you see some of the videos that they were putting out there yesterday? ESPN was showing on the broadcast of the obstructed views behind one of the nets. I guess there's like a whole, I think, two or three sections where you can only see one of the goalies. You can only see one of the nets.
Really?
You can't see the other side of the ice.
I love it.
Like, you cannot see anything from basically the blue paint and behind.
And I'm not expecting much from the Utah Hockey Club, just like the Penguins. It'll be great if they get to the playoffs, great if they don't. Everything's wonderful. No need for expectations. The Penguins are just like the Utah Hockey Club, I guess. All right, we have the general waiting on the line for Starkey's Card of the Week. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The last time you signaled me like that was yesterday when Robert Saleh got fired. What's happening?
Not as big news, but Davante Adams is not expected to play this week against the Steelers with a hamstring injury.
Yeah, it was almost weird to hear Tomlin give us a complete scouting report as if he thought he might play.
Hmm.
Not only will he not play, he might be on a different team, including Tomlin's team, very soon.
Did you think at all, at least it was in the back of my mind, that Tomlin was saying that just publicly, how much he's praising Davante Adams, how much he likes
Davante Adams?
Did you hear this, Davante?
That could be. Wouldn't surprise me a bit. The Steelers have injury problems. I mean, this sort of got overshadowed by everything else happening yesterday. The Pickens situation, the quarterback situation. They've been dealing with some very impactful injuries. Let me ask you this, Wonder Twin. Which of these has been the biggest and is the biggest this week? Might be two different questions. Jaylen Warren, now Cordarrelle Patterson, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith. Those are some pretty big injuries. Which is the biggest?
Honestly, I think it's Alex Highsmith.
Yeah.
Because we saw Nick Herbig in spurts play very well. I think he's been better against the run. He's not as good as Alex Highsmith against the run. Pass rushing wise, he's been good. But I was wrong. I thought Nick Herbig was going to be the level of impactful player that Alex Highsmith has been. And in both facets of the game, pass rushing and run defense, Highsmith's better, and they're missing that.
I agree, especially the run part. I thought Herbig actually had a pretty good game the other night, and I noticed after he went out that when did he go out of the game? Was it early?
I think it
fourth?
Was early. Yeah, early.
They seemed to do more running after that. I thought he had a pretty good all-around game the other night. He's the biggest new injury for me, but Highsmith has been the biggest. I forgot James Daniels. I mean, guys, and Fatone, I mean, now that I look at it, they've been crushed by injuries, haven't they?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I include that one because I think if Russell Wilson was in the prime of his career, if this was Ben, that he would have played every game so far. That's my opinion, and I can't get out of my mind that he told Adam Schefter, or Adam Schefter reported, I should say, that Wilson told the coaches going into week one that he was available to play. So I don't know about that one. But I'll tell you, the second one for me is Jaylen Warren. Jaylen Warren would have surprised nobody by seizing the majority of the touches this season, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you could almost refer to him as their number one back, their best running back. This dude averaged over 5 yards a carry last season. The Steelers told the world that they don't think enough of Najee to even give him a fifth year. So who would have been surprised if Jaylen Warren was the guy at the beginning of the year? Not me. And I think that's a giant injury And Najee just, I thought he started out pretty well, but he just looks horrible. And it was never more on display than in the Indy game when it was like, here's a carry to Cordero. He bursts through the line and gets a huge gain. Here's a carry to Najee. He trudges up to the line and there's no gain. And that just kept going. Like it was never more in your face than watching that game that, oh my God, here you have one guy who hits the hole and makes yards and another guy who doesn't. And it's hard to imagine there are any good reasons why one is doing it and the other isn't, other than is Cordero Patterson better than Najee? I remember watching Will Levis last year on a Monday night. I forget who they were playing. Maybe the Steelers, actually. It was a night game. And talking and writing the next day, like, oh my God, is Will Levis better than Kenny Pickett too? And now I'm starting to feel that way about running backs around the league. Like, wait a second. Is the kick returner a better running back than Najee? I mean, this is disturbing. He's averaging 3.3 yards a carry, which is exactly what Trent Richardson averaged in his final year in the league. I love Najee's heart. I was pumping him up early in the season. I think I even got delusional and said they should sign him. That's what his kind of spirit and hard running style can engender in somebody. Like, you know, you fall in love with the running style. But I've quickly come back to my senses that told me when they didn't give him the fifth year option that they were smart not to do that, because it's sort of always been my take when it became clear who Najee was, which is, you know, he's an okay running back. I think he should get used more as a receiver. But when that became clear, my take was, man, you can get a lot of guys to give you that kind of production if you give them that many touches, especially. It's disturbing watching him right now. And as far as I'm concerned, Jaylen Warren can't get back fast enough. You agree?
Yeah, that's kind of my barometer for who's the second guy behind Highsmith, because Warren's your speed guy, Najee's your power guy. But at the same time, when Jaylen Warren hits the hole, finds it, he's gone. He has the speed to be able to do that. And behind this offensive line that's pretty pedestrian, that's banged up, that has guys hurt all over the place, Najee Harris is a power guy who does not have the speed and quickness to hit the hole, to find where he needs to go, and he just seems like he's slower than a lot of the other running backs that the Steelers have on the roster. And behind this line, that is also not going to work. He doesn't look like he fits in this Arthur Smith scheme. I would have given him the option. I'm glad they didn't.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Visit Sun Chevrolet, Washington Road, McMurray, or at sunchevy.com. High is 64 today. With sunny skies, it's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. Top of the hour, Big Ben had some interesting things to say about the Steeler offense. That's one that jumped off the page. He delivered a critique of Justin Fields. He delivered a critique of George Pickens and what he makes of the offense. You'll hear some of those clips from Ben's podcast coming up next. Listen to this show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. And for that, we bring on Jeff Patton. We like to call him General Patton from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. Limits, do you have a guess for the card of the week? I'm going to go with the kickoff of a new Penguin season tonight, a Sidney Crosby card. You?
That's a very good guess. I'm going to go with the man who hit a big home run last night in the game I was watching, Dodgers-Padres, Fernando Tatis, moonshot home run.
I love that pick. General, how are you?
Gentlemen, good morning. Thanks for having me. The expectations may be varied for the Penguins, but they're always high at Starkey's Card of the Week. Joe, you nailed it. We're going with the Sidney Crosby.
Oh, yeah.
An homage to a great career. We're going with a great card this week. It's a Sidney Crosby Parkhurst rookie card. And as I was listening to you guys, I'm staring at this card, and it's hard to believe it's 19 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Got a fresh-faced Sidney Crosby here at 18 years old on a rookie card. Everyone would love to add to their collection.
Holy bird milk. That's an unbelievable card right there. Yeah, it's hard to believe it was that long ago. I think that Sid, I mean, he was great, really, in his first home game. He had an assist in his first game, which was in Jersey. But I thought he really announced himself. And I was watching this game with my friend Chris Danaher down on the waterfront at a bar. I know not where. I've forgotten. In that Flyers game in Philly, when Darian Hatcher knocked two of his teeth out, or at least halves of his teeth, and Sid came back to score the winning goal with that ferocious look on his face. Do you remember that game, General?
I certainly do, along with 1,000 other highlights in his career. Maybe the most underrated part is 19-year run and never controversy, right? Never, almost to the point where we take him for granted.
It's unbelievable. And your card of the week is spectacular, and you've become a wonderful man. Hey, you always were. There's no becoming there. You always were a wonderful man, General.
Hey, let's throw in one other obscure thing here. Louis Tiant passed yesterday. He made a brief appearance with the Pittsburgh Pirates, throwing 9 games in 1981. He had 1 card as a Pirate. I'm going to throw that in also. Anybody that's over 50 wanted to be Louis Tiant when they were a kid.
No kidding, man. I had the wind-up in wiffle ball where you turn your back to the batter and tip your head up in the air. And then come back around, and I had a nice little screwball. He was great, wasn't he? So much fun to watch.
He should be a Hall of Famer.
I agree. You know, everybody else is getting in. Why not a guy like him who had decent enough numbers, plus he was an unbelievable showman? Everybody else gets in. Why not him?
And a big game pitcher to boot.
I shouldn't say everybody gets in. The greatest players of all time don't get in. But he was he was before all of that. Thank you, General.
You're welcome. You guys have a great day.
What a man he is. Huh, Limits?
One of my favorites.
A Sidney Crosby card and a Louis Tiant card? That's unbelievable. Have you looked at his motion, his pitching motion since yesterday?
Yeah, of course. I've seen him before. Like, I know who he is. I've seen the motion. Pretty unique.
You should employ that in wiffle ball. You're a big wiffle ball player out in Baldwin.
I did used to, and I mean, I guess I still do. I'm playing in a Fall League, actually, that's going on for a couple weeks on Sundays.
Incredible.
It started last week. Pretty impromptu thing. But, yeah, I have a pretty big motion to the left because I'm a left-handed pitcher.
Yeah.
Not very good left-handed pitcher.
Do you have any donuts? I'm hungry.
No. Would you like to order some?
Do they deliver donuts? I guess they deliver anything these days.
I guess.
Don't they? Does, like, Dunkin' do, what do they call it? Dash? Something dash? Food dash? This dash, that dash?
Yes.
Help me out here. What's that
called?
Well,
I know what it's called, but I don't know if we're like...
allowed to say it.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get some donuts. Can we?
Sure.
I could eat about 3 of them.
We also have Slice coming soon.
Ooh.
Slice on Broadway will be here.
Nothing like donuts and pizza to help my weight issues, right?
You know, your diet can hold off for a day.
What kind of donut would you like?
I like glazed donuts, but I like chocolate donuts with sprinkles.
Mm.
Like the regular donut with chocolate icing.
Wonderful. Yeah, I want a pumpkin spice donut to celebrate the season. Plus, I like them to go with coffee.
I like pumpkin pie. We should order pumpkin pie one day.
My wife got an incredible, I can't remember where she got it from. Of course, I'm probably not allowed to say that either. But she brought home, like from a farmer's market or someplace the other day, an incredible pumpkin pie. It might be the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
And I ate 3/4 of it. And they were all yelling at me at home. You take a little piece of the pumpkin pie, Limits, and put whipped cream on it. Is there anything better?